This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's me talking back to myself. That's always a little confusing when that happens. Just a heads up to our board operator that we are hearing ourselves back in our headphones. So anyway, welcome to Free Talk Live. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
And Johnson.
Of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. There's all kinds of stuff in the news to discuss here tonight. But coming up, Johnson, you're going to have a story that is counter to a story that we discussed, I believe, was it last week?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
About the last week, it was this, the headline was millennials twice
those
as likely
millennials
twice as likely to not be having sex as compared to
I can attest to that
the previous generation. And I don't think it's because of an accident, Cody. It's because they're, like, choosing to not have sex, was if I'm recalling the story correctly. And Vice.com is saying that is BS. We'll get into that here in a few moments. But also something that happened within the last week was there was this big announcement on social media. I saw it passed around here and there about Nintendo Power Magazine. Now, all of us probably grew up with that. Cody, was that did exist while you were young? Because you're the youngest of the crew here today. You're what, 26?
Yep. I had a subscription to Nintendo Power for years.
You did? Okay. Yes. And I had one back in the original days, back in the late 80s when it came out.
I am so excited. I think I have issue number one that I've had in my comics for
really?
A while, and I didn't think it was really going to be worth anything.
What is it worth?
I don't know. I don't think it was. It wasn't. Last time I looked it up, it wasn't worth anything.
Just because it's so common?
I think so. But
interesting.
I don't know now.
Is it like in mint condition?
It's in pretty good condition. I think I have it in a sleeve.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, now I kind of wonder. I think I still have it. I'm wondering. Like, I've got a box of comics, and I think that's in it. But.
Well, that's the thing. I'm wondering if you can kind of treat that like a comic book.
Right. Well, I have
as far as, like, the rarity.
Well, I mean, that's
like,
a good
if you
question.
Brought that into Comic Book Men with, what's that stupid show?
Yeah, Kevin Smith and Brian O'Halloran. And
like, would they give you money for it?
I mean, Nintendo was very, very popular, is very, very popular. I mean, when issue one came out, I doubt it was at its peak, so but maybe there are so many of them, that's why it's not really worth that much.
Right.
I don't know how you check that kind of thing. I know there are comic book, there's publications that come out, or there's probably websites now. There used to be, you know, magazines or whatever that would, or these sort of annual guides that would come out to give you price, some idea of what the price of these things are, depending on
the quality. I do wonder if they still do that. I remember I used to have, like, a book of all of the, what all the different Pokemon cards were worth.
Oh, wow.
But the question is, it's like, well, worth to who?
Right. Well, who decides that?
Depends on the buyer, right?
Those books would obviously be very inaccurate compared to now, where the worth of one of those things could shift over a year. Those books would have come out once a year.
Completely out of date,
yeah. But no, Nintendo Power, for those that don't know, was the official magazine of Nintendo. Nintendo being the tremendously popular, you even have a cell phone cover. Cody has a Game Boy-like cell phone cover. Now, it's not actually a Game Boy, it's just a piece of plastic or rubber or whatever, but it looks like the Game Boy. This is how tremendously, influential Nintendo was and still is.
I mean, look at Pokemon Go right now.
Right. That's true. That was an incredible success story for them. It just came out of nowhere. And also Google, which, sort of created that because they launched Niantic Labs that ultimately created that game. But Nintendo Power was their official magazine. So it wasn't like an independent data source or anything like that. Basically, its purpose was to pump up Nintendo. And, you're not going to go into a Nintendo Power and find a bad game review. Right, they're not going to promote their own products as though they're bad. Maybe they would give something 4 stars instead of 5 or whatever. But I don't know if you could find like a 1-star game review in a Nintendo Power.
And it was weird too because I remember the age of like they would do reviews for like the crappiest like Game Boy Color games.
Really,
and, you'd see this Just a pile of crap get like 3 stars.
Yeah, well, that's because they, you know, they have an interest in it, right? They they've licensed all of these games, and so, well, why would we license a game that was bad? And of course, everybody that grew up in the 80s and the 90s, you were, I think, born in 1990, right?
90s guy, yeah.
Everybody that grew up in the 80s and 90s, you know, we knew there were tons of terrible games.
E.T.
Well, that was one of the worst of all time. Which is kind of an interesting side story. They actually did bury E.T. cartridges out in the desert. Did you ever hear about that?
I heard that, yeah.
Did you know about that one, Johnson?
I remember hearing this.
It's
like,
true.
There's like a bunch of them. Like they built
yeah, hundreds and hundreds, right? Not thousands. Yeah. I don't know how many, but lots of them. All the stuff they couldn't sell.
Right.
They literally just buried it out there. Yeah. So last week there was a headline.
Wow, you know, I'd love to find where that spot is, go out to the desert, and reclaim all the gold in those cartridges.
They did find it. Okay. Yeah. Somebody found that. I forget.
I wonder if they actually like, did that.
How much gold is in a cartridge?
I don't know.
A decent amount.
Probably, you know, if you have thousands of them, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is it worth the time to actually break them down and pull out the little bits?
I don't know. That's a question.
So, and in fact, if you've ever seen the...
Apparently, it's worth it to do with electronics and circuit boards, so, you know.
If you've ever seen the Angry Video Game Nerd, have you ever seen his, that character on YouTube?
Yeah.
Very entertaining guy. He's been making review videos for like a decade, basically, and he reviews the bad games, and so he just tears them apart. And sometimes he'll review classic games that everybody kind of remembers as being good, but looking back on them, they were actually all, horrible. Anyway, he made a movie, which is a fictional movie, but it actually ropes in that plot of the E.T., cartridges being buried out in the desert, and he and his friends are like looking for it, and they end up finding them, and it was pretty entertaining. So the headline though last week was that archive.org had announced that they had put 100 issues, more than 100 issues of Nintendo Power archived on their website. Now, for those that don't know, archive.org, Johnson, you're familiar with
it? Yes, actually, I was just thinking that there's an announcement today that archive.org actually also added 1,000, I think, or something like that, old Amiga games.
That's insane.
To its, like, you know, thing. So if you ever played games on an Amiga computer, you could now go replay those games in your web browser.
It's like a flash app or something, right?
Is archive.org similar to the Wayback Machine?
That is the Wayback Machine. That's what it started as, was... years ago, I don't know when they started, it must be more than a decade ago, you could go to archive.org, you could type in any website, basically any website.
Yeah, go ahead and look at the FTL website in 2003.
And
laugh riot.
You weren't in charge of designing it back then.
I would love to see that.
You could do that. So what you do is you type in any website, and it takes you back in time. And you can look over the years of 2003 or 2004 or 2005, you know, and look at the different points of the year at which this website, I don't know how much storage they've got in their system, but it must be insane. They literally take snapshots of every web page. Now, they leave out things like video files and some pictures, so it's not a complete representation of what things were like. Like, you can't go and find, you know, Google Video from 2005.
You can go back and see Free Talk Live on Real Radio 106.5, sponsored by AutoZone. You're in the zone.
Yeah,
get in the zone.
You don't get AutoZone. The audio from the old days. But then they started to expand out to where archive.org has more than just, you know, the basic web page.
Right.
And I believe they do actually have some sort of media section now. I've never really explored it deeply, but I believe that they have some.
Right.
I don't know how much. And so I guess this is part of that, where they're putting the Nintendo Power magazines on archive.org. Well, until this week, when Nintendo has issued a takedown notice to archive.org.
Oh, no.
They do this crap all the time. Nintendo is one of the worst companies as far as intellectual property and being very, very protective of their so-called intellectual property. The story from Polygon.com, which is a gaming website, more than 100 issues of the beloved defunct Nintendo Power magazine have gone back into the vault after a brief period of availability on the Internet Archive. Archivist Jason Scott uploaded the collection back in February, but it amassed widespread popularity last week when Nintendo fans happened upon its wealth of nostalgic treasures. 145 issues dating back to 1988, so all the way to number one, were fully accessible at no cost, giving former readers a chance to rediscover more than half of Nintendo Power's backlog. There's no notice as to why the collection's gone empty, but Nintendo told Polygon in a statement that it must, quote, protect our own characters, trademarks, and other content. They went on to say, the unapproved use of Nintendo's intellectual property can weaken our ability to protect and preserve it or to possibly use it for new projects. So allowing fans to access some of their stuff from back in the day is somehow a bad thing to this company. We'll continue here. 855-453, your thoughts on intellectual property.
Governor Gary Johnson, like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Also, you need to know about Liberland. It's the European micronation that has recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. See, they're trying to create a small, very small place, its own country. It's a no man's land, which means that no country actually claims this 3 square mile piece of swamp in between Serbia and Croatia. And that's where they're setting up Liberland, or at least they've been trying to, but the Croatian government keeps arresting them when they go in there. But they've been having some more successes recently, and the Chicago Journal of International Law just released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland, so that recognition by other countries is their top priority. It's a matter of keeping their name in the news and being determined. So they are that, and they're very, very determined. In fact, they keep going back and risking arrest despite the crackdown by the Croatian government. Roger Ver, owner of Bitcoin.com, has come out with his support for Liberland, and many times it has been said the base of the Liberland economy will be Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website, more than 100,000 requesting citizenship. Liberland is a small place, so to qualify for that citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So to learn more about it, visit them at liberland.org. There's not much to visit in real life right now. It's basically a swamp, yeah. But Liberland.
So if it doesn't turn out anything like cults, chili.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know all the details on that, but I don't think anybody's taking investment money into Liberland. That's what I know of.
Yeah.
All I know is that people have been getting arrested for trying to go to physically visit the location and just kind of check it out. Anyway, Liberland, Liberland.org. We were talking about intellectual property in the form, in this case, of something that is now not quite 20 years old, or excuse me, 30, I guess, 30 years old. Yeah, 30 years at this point. 28 years old. Nintendo Power Magazine, 1988, first episode, first edition came out. More than 100 issues followed. The magazine is now defunct, and they ceased production after 285 individual issues. 140 of those issues were posted on the archive, the Internet Archive, and you were just pulling up the old Free Talk Live website from the Internet Archive there.
Yep.
During the break.
Courtesy of Derek J.
Yeah, he pulled that one up. Little flash back to the past. Anyway, Nintendo, they're not real friendly to their fans. They will come after you if you do something that infringes on their precious intellectual property. I don't know if you were on, Johnson, when I talked about one of the previous iterations of Nintendo cracking down. It was the 30th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda, and which is, for those that don't know, a very classic Nintendo game that almost everybody who was alive in the 1980s probably is aware of. The Legend of Zelda, incredibly popular, is still making games today.
Well, still hate that water temple, though.
Well,
I don't care.
Is that in the original? I don't remember.
Ocarina of Time.
Okay. See, that's that's beyond my time. I've played it briefly, but I've not played through it. The old game, though, the very first one, was remade into a Flash application recently, like within the last year. So some fanatics, people who love Nintendo, they love Zelda, and they have the programming, prowess to be able to do this. They took the old Zelda and they made a new Zelda it's the same Zelda. It still looked like Zelda, but it had like a 3D kind of appearance to it. So when you would walk around in the game, the things that were flat before, because it's kind of a top-down perspective, had a 3D appearance. When you moved, you could see the perspective changing on it. And it looked really cool. Like, it looked like a newer, more modernized version of a classic game.
Yeah.
And not only did it look cool from that sort of 3D perspective, but they'd also sort of changed the game mechanics. So if you remember the old Zelda game, when you'd go from one screen to the next, the game would sort of pause for a second, and or like 2 seconds as it shift the screen just sort of shifts over to the next screen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they eliminated that entirely, and they made it just this smooth flowing. There are no screen shifts. You're just walking around this sort of open world.
Oh, wow.
So they really did an incredible job updating this old game. Well, guess what? Nintendo sends them a, you know, cease and desist order.
Ugh.
Even though they weren't charging for it. You know, it's like these companies that come
nobody's
down on
making
fans
money.
Notes.
And Nintendo's not losing money.
No, they like, didn't.
What are they
going to
sell more of the original game at this point?
Unless Nintendo had the intention to come out with a really cool updated version of the original Zelda, which you know they haven't.
Highly doubt it.
They haven't indicated that they intended to do that in their you know their threat. They didn't say, "Well, we were about to release a game just like this, and you made it so we can't do that." You know, this is an old title that yeah they're probably still selling in their what do they have. Like a Wii store or something where you can play the old Nintendo games.
Yep.
I guess that's their claim is that, Well, this is still our intellectual property and we don't think you should be able to do fun things with it. We don't think you should be able to make our intellectual property better and then release it because, you know, the fans would love it. And it's just so sad. And of course, the guys who made it.
They probably put a lot of work into it.
They sure as hell did.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look hard enough, you can find it. In fact, Internet Archive had it for a while, but I believe Nintendo threatened them over that as well. But if you look around, it's like if you look around for like Zelda 30th Anniversary Remake or something like that, Flash, it's a Flash app, you can find it. And it's worth looking at just because it's so impressive. But, you know, it's like these companies that come after fans for making fan films as well. Did you hear about the, I think it was Paramount, that actually set out rules for fan films? for Star Trek. So, like, there's specific rules that you have to follow if you don't want Paramount to sue you over making a Star Trek fan film.
Wow.
And according to, I think it was Brian Sovereign who was talking about this, he's a huge Star Trek fan, but if you are going to make a Star Trek fan film, you have to use the official licensed clothing. So, like, you know, they had the yellow and the red.
Of course, they charge an arm and a leg for them.
Exactly. You can't make your own. You know, if you're making a fan film, your budget's probably very, very small. So having a crafty person make their own shirts for your film would be a smart move because you want to keep the price down. Nope. You got to use the officially licensed and sanctioned, and how you prove that with, you know, the movie, I don't know. That was just one of the rules. I'm sure there's a myriad of insane rules. But, you know, this is intellectual property.
It'd be funny. You buy them, wear them for the film, and then return them.
So this is the ridiculousness of intellectual property, is that so many great ideas have been crushed under the boot of this, well, this is ours. We came up with this idea, and we're going to do what we want with it, and you can't touch it. So now, you know, however many thousands of people could have enjoyed these old Nintendo Power
issues, I would almost support this. I was just thinking, I just had kind of a miserable thought, and I was thinking, you know, you should buy them, wear them for the film, and then return them. And if they don't accept the return, sue them.
Could you do that? I don't
probably,
know.
Probably, I mean, you could sue them. You could definitely. You would have a reason at that point to take them to court.
Then they just have no returns policy after that.
Sure.
Sorry, all sales are final.
Yeah, I mean, but if they're better at
playing the game than you are. Can't beat them.
Yeah, sure.
They probably have more lawyers.
You could cost them a bunch of money on it. You know, like if you wanted to do that.
Toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE. But of course, you'd
especially
have to have an attorney.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
You didn't have to pay for
that's
either.
True.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on intellectual property? I mean, could anyone actually take Nintendo's side in this, you know, preventing fans from going back and having a little nostalgia and looking at some things they saw 20 years ago?
Yeah. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. We're just kind of generally talking about ridiculous intellectual property crackdowns here. We started bringing up Nintendo cracking down against some fans who put up their classic Nintendo Power magazines on archive.org. Those have now been taken down because... what, are they going to all of a sudden start reprinting classic issues of the magazine that has been out of print?
They're losing so much money on this.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's been out of print since 2012.
It's not like it's a new pop song that somebody ripped off and put on YouTube or something. We're talking about old Nintendo stuff.
Right, and even with YouTube,
these are like 20 years or more old now at this point.
These are 28 years old.
28 years
1988.
Old.
Was when the first first issue came out. So that sort of led to, and there's more to the story. We just sort of opened it and went off on all these tangents of different companies cracking down on their fans, because that's what we're talking about here. These are fans. It reminds me of the old Metallica going after their fans for sharing their songs on Napster.
Right. Lars Ulrich.
Right, what a dumb thing to do. So short-sighted. It's like, you know, you're insulting your fans. You're attacking your fans. These are people who love your music so much they want to share it with other people.
Overrated drummer, anyways. Overrated.
Well, you know, you are a drummer, so I couldn't play drums like Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, you watch him live now. He can't even keep time.
Well, that's what happens with heavy drinking.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll continue the story here in moments. Also, want to let you know about my pillow. When you go to bed tonight, concentrate on the position of your head and neck. Because if you're not straight, if your spine isn't straight and parallel to the floor, you may have problems. Because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. My pillow is great. It's the best pillow I've used. And if you try it and you disagree, no problem. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So these guys stand behind their product. They believe that you're going to have a great experience with this. It molds to the shape of your body or sort of fits to it and holds your neck in a proper position. I've been enjoying it. Plus, you can actually wash it and dry it in your washer and dryer, which is pretty unprecedented for pillows. You can go to MyPillow.com and get your pillow there for half off using code FTL, or get two for the price of one. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. By the way, there's also a 10-year guarantee on the product as well, or 10-year warranty. So 60-day money-back guarantee and then a 10-year warranty on top of that. Toll-free number tonight for you. You want to share with us the most ridiculous takedown notice, the most ridiculous attack, because there's a bunch of them. I mean, just off the top of our heads, we've come up with several here. Attacks on fan films, attacks on video games.
Torrents.com.
Torrents just went down, right? Took their own, they decided to just shut their site down.
Did they? I thought they were taken down.
No, okay, you're confusing maybe them with Kick-Ass Torrents, which was taken down. They actually arrested the alleged proprietor of Kick-Ass Torrents, and then within the last week, Torrents with a Z, which was always one of the more popular torrent websites, just announced we're closing our doors.
Right.
So, you know, you can't blame somebody for calling it a day after, you know, a decade or whatever in operation, especially when you know the feds are breathing down your neck. But let me jump back here before we talk more about some of these other, you know, versions of takedowns on fans and the cool stuff that they've created to basically pay tribute to the things that were influential to them as they were growing up or things that they really liked. Now, Nintendo has issued a takedown notice to archive.org where they had 145 issues that were uploaded all the way back in February, which, of course, Nintendo didn't know about it, so it wasn't a problem then. But within the last week, it went viral, started getting passed around on social media. All of a sudden, Nintendo finds out about it, and they told them to take it down. The issues were available at no cost, giving former readers a chance to rediscover more than half of the Nintendo Power issues. There's no notice as to why the collection's gone empty, but Nintendo told Polygon that they must, quote, protect our own characters, trademarks, and other content. I don't understand how preventing your fans who, you know, in many cases grew up with these things, who probably had those issues, you know, at one time. I had a subscription to Nintendo Power. I don't know if I had the first issue, but I remember that cover very distinctly. So I'm pretty sure I did. But I think, like a lot of people who might have had those, mom threw it out at some point, or it got lost in a move or whatever. It's long gone now. But if you owned it at one point, isn't it legitimate to have a backup copy? Like, even under copyright law, like if you have a CD,
That's what they say about ROMs, right?
Yes.
So if you own the physical copy of the game, then it's okay to get the ROM and play on an emulator.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know what the legality is of that, so this isn't legal advice, but I've heard that for years. And, you know, it makes sense, right? Like, if you have the physical copy, but your house burns down in a fire, but you had it backed up, well, you still have a legal... I mean, just because the product got destroyed, does that mean you don't have a license to use it anymore? Well, anyway, Nintendo said they must protect their characters, trademarks, and other content. Well, apparently they're too late, because somebody already took the time to scan in. I mean, can you imagine the undertaking here, scanning in 145 issues of Nintendo Power? These were thick magazines. They were probably at least 60 or 70 or 80 pages, full color, you know, large pages, scanning those in page after page. That is a labor of love right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like the people doing that aren't making a huge profit on it.
They're not making anything off of it.
They're fanboys. They're fanboys who want to share something that's nostalgic for other people who grew up with something and probably have the copies in like a basement somewhere or something.
Exactly.
And just want to check it out. You know,
they were giving this away. It was on archive.org.
I saw this a few weeks ago, and it's like, I was like, oh, cool, Nintendo Power. I used to have a subscription. So I looked at a few issues.
You did look at it. Okay.
I looked at a few issues, scrolled through a few pages. I didn't, like, labor over it. It was just like I checked it out. cool. Like it's
that's what nostalgia has always been for me.
It took nothing away from Nintendo by doing that.
Right, and how could Nintendo possibly, you know, believe that this is in any way protecting anything? I mean, are they worried that someone's going to take a scan of a piece of artwork from Nintendo Power and do something to make money off of a drawing or something? I can't even imagine the circumstance that could justify the legal excuse for this.
Is it going to get to the point where we're going to start suing people for having, like, Super Mario tattoos? I mean, when does it end?
That would be a really ridiculous version of this. Yeah, we're forcing people to,
tattoo.
To overdo, what do they call it, touch-up or cover-up or whatever?
Yeah.
Cover-up tattoos. The unapproved use of Nintendo's intellectual property can weaken our ability to protect and preserve it, or to possibly use it for new projects. Well, no, that's not true, because if you continue to promote these old games, then that keeps them in the public's mind, right? Like, if you mentioned, I don't think it was on the air, but this Nintendo...
They're talking legally.
What do you mean?
I don't think that they're talking about, you know... They're talking about, they just said protect, not protect as in like, we're not going to be able to advertise this anymore. They're talking about legally their ownership of those properties.
You mean if they allow it to be used by someone else that somehow impinges upon their right to own it?
Encroachment, yeah, and it can't impinge upon their right to own it, yeah, and that's how copyright law works. It's really dumb.
Wow, see, I didn't know that.
So, like, that's one of the reasons why Disney is fiercely protective of their stuff as well, because,
ridiculous.
They were allowing a certain amount of Mickey parody or something like that, they could potentially lose the rights to the Mickey Mouse, and then it would enter the public domain, especially if the property is old enough, which I think that some of Nintendo stuff, there might be a thing about, you know, based on when it was created, you know, 25 years, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
A lot of times they're doing this because they feel legally forced.
So I see what you're saying. So if they're not actively attacking their fans,
right,
that means that they're somehow giving up their rights to the property.
It's not always necessarily the company. The government's usually behind everything.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
When it's really bad, it's usually the government.
But when we're talking about public domain, I mean, you see this anywhere. Look at the drugs. The drugs that are illegal are the ones that you can patent. The ones that are illegal, well, you can't patent peyote. It's a thing that grows out in nature.
I don't know. They probably try.
Illegal. You know, you can't patent weed or mushrooms or any of these things because they grow out in nature. You can't even patent MDMA because it's an old enough substance that it's in the public domain, so therefore illegal because they can't make money off of it.
Well, I mean, I get where you're coming from, Johnson, but even if they were to just let it go and let all these fan favorites come up, I don't think that would mean they couldn't come up with a new Metroid or Zelda or something like that in the future and market that successfully. So even though the government it may be encouraging this, it's still their legal department that's ultimately making this decision, and it's a bad one. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the short-sighted... these mega companies, Nintendo and Paramount and others, that are cracking down on their own fans. Specifically, what started the conversation was the news about the Nintendo Power magazines that were, they were on the Internet Archive, and now they're gone because Nintendo wants to protect their precious, precious old 28-year-old magazines that they in no way, shape, or form are ever going to market again. I mean, at least with the fan-made games, they could argue from the perspective of, hey, we're still selling that game.
It's still on like a Nintendo Wii Arcade,
yeah, they
type
have
a download thing.
Right, that's where you've got the Wii, Cody. You can go and download old school games for what, like a couple bucks.
You can get
something
like Super Mario World for like $5-$10, stuff like that. Yeah,
and so obviously they could then argue, well, you know, you releasing the same game free to the internet as a 30th anniversary edition with some upgrades is a threat to us. So blah blah blah. Even though I still think that's short sighted, but we can continue that discussion. You can join us here. Maybe you've got a good example of another recent or historic crackdown by some company against their own fans. In this case, 145 issues of Nintendo Power magazine have been taken off of the Internet Archive with some legalistic excuses about how they need to protect their intellectual property because it could then weaken their ability to protect and preserve said intellectual property or use it for new projects. And that's what you were saying, Johnson, is apparently that's some aspect of copyright law where if you don't actively legally defend your copyright.
Honestly, I don't necessarily know. No, but I mean,
it sounds plausible.
I've heard, yeah.
Where if you don't actually take steps to defend your copyright, then it puts it in some sort of jeopardy.
Right.
But I don't think that means that they lose their copyright forever or that they couldn't then legitimately make a new game with those same licenses because they could still say, hey, this is our original IP. we just don't want to mess with our fans. So,
well, I think what it could result in is, like, let's say they make a new game that with the same characters, and those characters are now public domain or have become public domain, then they can't defend that IP anymore when it is relevant and in the public eye. So that then that would be their problem for them.
What would the problem
so
really
be? So let's say
though?
Like okay, so let's say Disney doesn't defend Mickey Mouse, right?
Okay.
Let's say that that happens. They don't go after every sort of thing. So then Mickey Mouse becomes public domain, which I think I don't know if this has happened or not. You know, like that it's probably not.
There's no way Mickey Mouse is public domain,
right? So then what happens, right, is that Mickey Mouse, you know, they don't defend it. Mickey Mouse does become public domain, and then they would be able to, you know, someone would be able to go around making Mickey Mouse porn. Or, you know, or selling Mickey Mouse products, like really low quality, horrible Mickey Mouse products, and maybe they, you know, say
yeah, I would be shocked if there isn't porn.
There's already Family Guy porn, I mean.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is like, they would be able to do it with complete impunity.
I see what you're saying.
You know.
Mm.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, back to the story here. They reached out. This is Polygon.com. Reached out to, who is this? Scott. Archivist Jason Scott. By email, but his latest tweet seemed to suggest Nintendo had a hand or power glove in his Nintendo Power Archive's unceremonious removal. For the 5 months that it lasted, the archive served as a reminder of Nintendo Power's different features, from game reviews to exclusive comics to special countdowns of the best Nintendo games ever. Nintendo ceased production of the magazine in December of 2012 after 24 years and 285 issues. The company declined to renew its licensing agreement with Future US, who took up printing the Enthusiast magazine in 2007 and also runs publications about Xbox and PC gaming. Since then, Nintendo has kept up communications with fans online through Nintendo Direct presentations, Nintendo Minute videos, and the Iwata Asks series, which ended upon its namesake's passing. Few gaming magazines, official and otherwise, remain in the shrinking print publication space.
Yes. I've heard if you use your offhand, they call it the Stranger, but if you're using a power glove, they call it the Robot.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In other news, Cody, you mentioned related Nintendo takedown news. That there was a Metroid remake that hit the internet just recently, and yep. I said, you know what, I bet they took that down too.
And I hadn't even known at the time.
Sure enough, within, actually this was filed today over at Kotaku.com, there is a full-scale remake of 1991's Game Boy classic Metroid 2 Return of Samus. In the works for years, the fan-made game updates the original to modern standards. It was released just in time to celebrate Metroid's 30th birthday before the project was hit with a DMCA takedown from Nintendo. Nintendo does not want you to play this game, but I played it anyway. And then she puts up a 20-minute long video here, a 12-minute long
video. I mean,
they
should just say, nope, fair use. It's remixed enough.
Well, now that, you know, again, brings me into another area of copyright I'm not really familiar with. Yeah. Fair use is one of those areas that a lot of people like to claim, but they are probably wrong when they they claim it. So I don't know what exactly.
I don't
exactly
know. That's demonstrably.
I mean, this is basically the same game, just
it's
improved.
True. It's the same game with Super Nintendo graphics, basically.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
And if they're not, but if they're not attempting to make money off of it, and it, and it's
that's true.
It's transformative. It's a transformative work. They've got a very good case for fair use for that.
Only problem is, again, now you're up against Nintendo's lawyers, this mega company that's been around forever, and they've got more money now than they've ever had thanks to Pokemon Go.
Right.
So, you know, good luck going up against their attorneys.
I mean, they should just start a Kickstarter for a legal fund.
So, is Nintendo getting the money or Niantic?
They'd probably raise. If they defended,
especially if they won.
Yeah, no. I'm saying just to raise money, just to say, here's this game, it's out. If you like this game, don't
donate.
Don't buy the game. We're not trying to make money, but we do want you to defend, you know, help us defend our stuff because we're not taking the game down. And we're not, you know, until we get a cease and desist from a court, help prevent the cease and desist, donate today.
Yeah,
we're not trying to make money. We're just trying to defend ourselves legally.
Most of these
I bet they would make money hand over fist.
And it might actually encourage Nintendo to back the F down.
It would also encourage the companies to stop doing this. Because,
people have been waiting a long time for this remake, apparently.
You know, a lot of this type of stuff, it should be, and it is eminently defendable. It's just that these companies are afraid and they, you know, don't have the money legally. But what we found Kickstarters, through these things, is that there is an enormous amount of money out there to support the gaming community. I mean, it's like, you know, I know from watching Star Citizen, who reached out to say, we'd like to have $200,000 to make this game. $40 million later.
Oh, my God.
More than $40 million later.
Is this a new game?
Is it
out?
Yeah, it's not out yet. Okay. I think it's coming out early next year. That or end of this year.
You know, we're in the wrong business, Johnson.
You know, unbelievable amounts of money. I mean, you know, but this is like the thing that you know, some of these movie, your game properties are bigger than Hollywood movie properties. I mean,
they are now. Yeah, for the last gigantic decade or something.
I mean, I think it was like $200 million or something like that or more into Grand Theft Auto.
Now, that wasn't a Kickstarter, but yes, I mean, there's huge amounts of money being poured into some of these titles. Let's go to Rob. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Thoughts are welcome on intellectual property or whatever's on your mind. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I've often wondered about this topic. I got, like with music, I mean, I downloaded, not downloaded, but I've owned Prince's, like, Around the World in a Day. Since I was like 14, I've had the tape, I've had the CD, you know, several times I bought it, and I'm downloading it, you know, you lose it, you this and that, and it's like, if I download it, you know, how many times can you own it? I mean, I've bought it all kinds of times, and are they going to come after me if they catch me once or twice?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, what you're saying is you don't have the cassette that you bought in the 1980s. You may have lost the CD that you bought in the 1990s, but you know for a fact at one time you owned a physical media of this song. Is it therefore wrong, you know, legally or whatever, or some might argue morally, to actually download a copy of this song?
I don't know. My perspective on this is a lot darker. It's that, you know, I'm not going to buy music if I don't download it. I wouldn't pay for your music anyway. I would never be a customer. Like, the only way I'm going to listen to that type of music is going to be, you know, like, generally, if I download it, because most music, I've bought very little music in my lifetime for the average, you know, compared to the average.
Really? Even back in the 90s?
Even back in the 90s. I mean, I would buy mixtapes directly from DJs.
Oh, wow.
And those it's not their music. They mix together music and put it on things. So I did that. I used to have an extensive mixtape collection, like, branded with the actual DJ's name. I wish I still had it. I threw it out at one point, but,
too bad.
Yeah, really too bad. But, I mean, there are just a few bands that I've got, you know, and it's like albums that I've got some that are signed, you know, signed stuff from comedians. But, like, you know, most music, I'm not buying it. I'm not going to be a customer.
I think that
they're not losing money on me.
I think that for people that believe in intellectual property, and I don't believe in intellectual property, so please download our show, edit it, re-upload it, you know, whatever you want with it. But for people that believe in it, I think you've got a strong moral argument that, hey, I already paid for this. I should be able to have a digital copy of it. But further, you wouldn't be able to prove it because you don't have the receipt from, you know, Specs Music from 1988 that shows that you bought the thing. I don't think you really have to worry about it, though. You almost never hear of the government going after people for having MP3s. Thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. Is partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.